Is the only way to end racial discrimination in schools to practice racial discrimination in schools? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The U.S. Supreme Court is trying to decide if race can be used as a tiebreaker in giving students their choice of schools. It comes up because districts like Seattle are trying to keep public schools integrated, even in neighborhoods that aren't. So Seattle came up with a racial tiebreaker. Here's how it works. I quote from the court case. If an oversubscribed high school is racially imbalanced, meaning that the racial makeup of the student body differs by more than 15% from the racial makeup of the students of the Seattle Public Schools as a whole, and if the sibling preference does not bring the oversubscribed high school within plus or minus 15% of the district's demographics, the race-based tiebreaker is triggered and the race of the applying student is considered. Got that? It means if your kid wants to go to a popular school, there is the very real possibility that the school district could legally tell you, I'm sorry, your child's skin is the wrong color. It's a race-neutral rule because a kid of any skin color could be disqualified, but the bottom line is that your kid could be told, we have enough of your kind here. The school district is in a tough spot. It's trying to convince all races that every child has equal access. But you can talk about integration and fairness and compelling state interest, but when a kid is told for whatever reason, I'm sorry, we have enough of your kind, it ticks people off. The Supreme Court is going to have to decide whether ultimately it is okay to try to end discrimination by deliberately practicing it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.